getting in under your skin.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, guys. We're back.
We're back. Guess who's back? Back again. That's going to be stuck in my head.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm Alexa.
I'm Katie.
And this is Under Your Skin, Season 2.
Welcome back. And thank you all for joining us again. The oldies and the newbies.
So what did you get into over our winter I guess just a winter break.
Yeah, it was mostly winter. And we were supposed to be back. Apologies to the listeners. We were supposed to be back in January, but I'm sure everybody can relate to the fact that
life
just seems to be getting away from us right now. time is irrelevant.
I felt so bad. I'm like, hey, can we push it? And then you're like, hey, can we push it?
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, we both have full-time jobs and full-time lives outside of this, of course. We would like this to become our full-time thing, though, so please share and subscribe and keep listening. Yes, absolutely. But here we are. We're back. So
yeah. So what did you get into? What's new?
Oh, gosh. I am the proud owner of 2 illicit chickens.
They're so cute, you guys.
I'll post some pictures. So you all know from last season, obviously, the clean ingredients and the things that, you know, we're a little bit obsessed with, especially with our skin, you know, that carries over into my daily life as well. It's not perfect. I mean, I'm still going to go to In-N-Out and enjoy
well-done fries.
Yes. Yes. Extra cheese. Yes. But, you know, 90% of the time, I like to at least have an idea of where my food is coming from. So we live in an association and we're not really supposed to have them, but I have bribed my neighbors with eggs and they don't seem to be too disruptive so far. So we'll see how it goes.
They seemed pretty docile when I met them earlier today.
They're very chill. I mean, I'm sort of learning as we go, but
I like how their coop looks like a modern home. It has a loft.
It does. It does have a little loft. I need to make like a little walkway to go back and all that. But yeah, farming here. We're calling it the ranch. So next is the greenhouse so that we can actually grow food.
There you go.
But yeah.
You'll have your own grocery store.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm neurotic. But
I need to move so I can make this dream a reality.
Come on. Let's do it. Just buy a compound somewhere. Out in the world.
I know, like a farming compound.
Yeah. It's good. We could just podcast and farm.
Yeah.
It's the dream. trying to think of what else. Oh, so I got a Halo laser treatment.
How was that?
It was good. So I've had so many like texture issues and, you know, brown spots and all the sun damage, all the things. But just, you know, getting older too, like your skin tone and texture change. And so the esthetician that I go see, they were running a special on Halo. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. And it was not terrible.
Did it hurt?
So I'm going to tell you my experience. It did not hurt. But they were all like shocked that it didn't.
I feel like everyone's pain scale is like totally different. Like if I really want something, I will sit through the pain.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I think too, when you have like, you have trust in the people that are treating you. You don't have that anxiety of like, wait, what's happening? Why is this happening? You know that they're going to do what's right. So it's always good to find a good practitioner for that, which is, again, one of the reasons you're the one of the only people that I let touch my skin for sure. So,
oh, yeah, I did IPL. Which, yes. I mean, I haven't had IPL done in quite some time, you know, because usually at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I need to do something for myself. And I just don't. I'm like, I need to go home. It's been, you know, just a long day. I'm tired. Yeah. Staying an extra hour is, you know, too much to ask, apparently. So
it is.
But I did my chest. Well, I had a coworker do my chest.
Yeah.
And I forgot how bad it hurt.
The IPL?
Yeah, I think it's just more the popping and like.
Oh,
I,
yeah. And it's thinner like, skin there too.
Yeah, and like straight bone. And
I have a weird question, and I'm asking this because I want you to do IPL my chest. Can you IPL over the heart?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't like electrical, like, I don't know.
Do you have a pacemaker?
No. Not yet.
It should be okay.
Okay. Just question. Like, because I was thinking, like, what if you couldn't? Well, and then you had, like, this little square of, like, untreated skin.
I can leave a heart shape like if heart you want. No, I felt like, though, like, I think it's good to do stuff as an esthetician every once in a while to, like, have empathy.
Yeah. It gives you a perspective.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, I forgot how bad this hurts. Like, it was like what having your heart shocked back to life, I feel feels like.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
But the pigment I got out of it was great.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't have a ton, but
yeah,
there was some.
I didn't. So with the halo, it wasn't like the same. There was some like peppering like you get with the IPL where everything kind of comes to the surface, but it was more peely than anything. And it peeled for a good 2 weeks. Like I thought it was done peeling and there would still be stuff coming off. So wow. It, but like my skin texture up here.
Yeah, your skin looks really smooth.
Used to be really rough and it's totally changed it. I mean, I definitely think I need to do, you know, my neck and my chest and just keep doing some of these things since I have. I'm fighting the internal battle.
Fighting
for your life over here. Yeah, exactly. If we haven't talked about it, if you haven't heard it yet, no tanning beds, guys. Don't
do it. Oh my gosh.
So, but you IPL'd me.
I did.
Over the break too. You did my arms.
That was intense.
Yeah. Well, guys, apparently turmeric is a blood thinner.
I don't like side effects. I know bruising is a side effect, like the impact of the laser, but I was like, whoa.
Well, you stopped at one point. I mean, you stopped when it first happened and you were like, do you want me to keep doing this? And I was like, yeah, go for it. Like I'm here for all of it, but it's good to know for people that might not realize.
Yeah. Some people don't like crazy downtime, like of bruising and.
Yeah.
But I always recommend taking Arnica and then bromelain.
Yeah. Afterwards to help push it out. Yep. Yeah. I ended up not taking any of that, but. It was fine. It went away in a couple weeks.
I mean, your arms look great.
Yeah, they look awesome. Totally worth it. And not painful at all. Like, it looked bad, but it was not it was not painful at all.
It was like, oh. I mean, it doesn't happen. I mean, I'm so careful, but, like, you can't control bruising.
No. And it's fine. I mean, again, it was
temporary,
totally fine.
You know?
And I was drinking turmeric, like, I showed you a picture of my coffee cup. It was neon yellow. Like, that's how much turmeric I was taking, not realizing it. So.
That'll do it. Now I tell people, get off turmeric.
Yeah. See? There you go. I helped you.
Yes, you did.
I helped you through it. Okay. What did you do?
I went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I went to Maui, and it was, I actually didn't see anything. Like, we stayed on the other end of the island, Wailea, but. Yeah. The people were really excited to have tourists because that's how they make all their money. So sure. I was happy. And yeah, we spent time with my family.
Nice.
And it was nice to just unplug, have my phone off.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
You know what was weird, though? So I have gone to Hawaii. Like, I usually go to Hawaii around Christmas, like the last couple of years. And I sound so bad. I will be out. Like, actually, this is the one time a year I allow myself to get sun.
Yeah.
And I never get a tan. And I started taking this supplement called astaxanthin.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a little bit of a tan.
That's what's in purple foods.
Really?
Yeah. So like your purple cabbage, your anything purple, astaxanthin.
Yeah. They say it's like, I think that's what made me tan. I was like, oh, my God, I don't think I've ever gotten. I mean, now it's not like I was bronzed, but I had a slight color to my translucent skin. So.
Love it.
And then what else? Oh, I've been dealing with a little bit of a skin drama.
Yes.
I have always had rosacea. Like, I've always just been a little rosy, and I have never stayed away from any of the triggers. So, honestly, though, it's usually stress or, like, my emotions. Well,
when you get all of the things happening all at once.
My gosh. But, you know, drinking a little bit, you know. And then spicy foods and hot coffee and stuff like that.
Not sleeping.
My face had like an eruption of pimples all over it. And it was from my rosacea. So I was able to manage it with like a low dose of doxycycline.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's so weird? I started using all natural skincare, like no chemicals.
Yeah.
I found, or my mom found this line called May Lindstrom.
Yes. I was going to ask you about that because of the, you had like glass skin and your skin looks really good right now.
I know. Usually with foundation, it looks dry.
Oh, huh.
And it's not at all right now.
No.
But it's really, it's a lot less red.
Like
I got mad the other day and it was like slight blotchiness on my neck and that was it.
Did you say the red light didn't help you or you thought it made it maybe worse?
I got to try it again, but I almost am afraid to.
Yeah, you don't exacerbate
it. I got the Cure red light mask and I don't know. I think this is all happening at the same time, but I noticed I was getting like the little pustules around my eyes.
That's not one of my favorite words.
Pustules. I know. It was the papular pustular rosacea.
Oh, no.
But yeah, this I used the Clean Dirt. So it's like a vitamin C scrub. So it's like a powder. Ooh. And then you just add a little bit of water and it turns into a mousse. And it has like cloves in it. And
nice. I need to try this.
Yeah. It's like you wash your face with an oil. And then there's like an oily like moisturizer you put on when your skin's wet.
Okay.
The Blue Cocoon.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Yeah.
What makes it blue?
Blue Tansy.
Oh, yeah. Blue Tansy.
Yeah. And usually love blue you're tansy. More into the natural skincare than I am. Usually I'm like, I feel like it doesn't work. But this works.
Yeah. And you have to stick with it sometimes too.
Yeah. And honestly, like at the end of the day, I don't want a bumpy red face. And it's only going to get worse for me if I don't take care of it now. So if it is like maybe I'm allergic to one of the chemicals that's in skincare.
Yeah. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, so I'm going to just stick with it because, I mean, other people in my life have noticed that my face is a lot less red.
I made lotion bars the other day.
What is a lotion bar?
I'm going to give you one.
Oh, I'm excited.
But it has blue tansy in it.
Stop it.
So it's just
you're
cocoa
really
butter.
You're making a lot of stuff over here. Sourdough bread.
I am that girl. Listen, this life didn't choose me. I mean, wait, no.
How do you have this energy? Life,
I don't know what I'm doing. I literally have the conversation every day where I'm like, I'm done. My calendar's full. I am not taking on anything else. And then it's like some character flaw where I'm like, oh, sure. Run an overseas business. Yes. Sign me up immediately.
Mine's like, you know, I did one thing today. Let's go home, take a nap and have a snack.
I need to adopt that so bad.
And then hours later, I'm like, I guess I'll just do the other thing tomorrow.
Richard, my husband, who, by the way, is our sound editor. So shout out to Richard.
Hey, Richard. We are so appreciative of all the stuff you edit for us.
Yes. All the ums. All the sniffles. All the things. Makes us sound professional. So thank you. But he was telling me, he's like, you need a lunch break. Like, you need to put your phone in the other room. You're allowed to have like an hour a day to yourself. And I'm just not that person. Like, I have to have my emails read, it's neurotic. It's totally neurotic. And he's right. But it's like hard for me to do that.
So I used to never take a break from my phone ever. I'd never have my phone on silent. And I think you've noticed this now when I go on trips, my phone will be on silent the entire trip.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like how many people will like call me and be like, it's urgent. Call me. And then it's like something so
it's
lame.
Not urgent. Yeah. Wait, do I do that?
No,
Am I like, call me?
No, I'd be like, Katie, this is not an urgent.
Like, this is.
No, but it's like I've learned this past year to unplug. Like, I don't owe.
So tough.
Yeah. Like, my friends will understand. Like, I feel like.
You're like, right. It's boundaries. Like,
yeah. It's just boundaries. And we're just so go, 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 go all the time. It's nice to just have time for yourself and to reset and to just enjoy the moment.
And honestly, this is such a great creative outlet. And
oh my gosh,
it's so fun to just.
I was nervous coming back.
I know, me like, too. I'm so out of sync.
I know. We finally like got into our own. And then I feel like we took our break and I'm like, crap, are we going to start from the beginning again?
Different people. No, we're good.
No, I think.
Can we talk about the song that stuck in my head for the last week?
Oh my gosh, the one I sent you.
Yes. If you all don't have this as. Your ringtone.
Is it your ringtone?
No, it needs to be. And I'm just going to apologize to everybody right now because this is going to get stuck in your head. But this is my new favorite song.
We'll have to post the video.
We will. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me see if I can play it.
Oh, The wrinkly little baby.
So basically, there's a song about giving infants Botox.
I know.
Which I absolutely love the concept of, just because, I mean, yeah.
I don't know why they made that video, but I'm obsessed, and it's very catchy. The best.
I don't know who it is. We should probably give them credit, but we'll post it on the post. But you're welcome to everybody that song's going to be stuck in your head now. What else? Anything else?
I think that's it. I mean, yeah. We got all natural skincare chickens. We got a lot of stuff.
We got a lot going on. We got a really great season coming up for you guys. We've got, you know, we're going to focus a lot on females in the industry too. We had a lot of great guests last season.
Yeah.
Amazing guests, but we only had one female on the whole time.
And it was
we didn't
not
even realize that. No.
Yeah.
And nothing against our. In fact, we're interviewing an amazing doctor later today who's male, but but yeah, so we're going to focus on, you know, females in the industry too, and
a wider range of people in that deal with skin.
Yep. And deeper topics too. I mean, stuff is kind of punny, but like, you know, we've been very surface with some of it, and we need to get deeper under the skin. So
yep,
we're definitely going to do that. So if you have questions, comments, anything you guys would like to see, you can always hit us up on Instagram at underyourskinpod.
Or email us at underyourskinpod@gmail.com.
And we'll see you guys later.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.